everyone. I am Carla Jakubovic, hostess of the Swiss Learning Podcast, and thanks for listening. Swiss Learning represents 16 prestigious schools in Switzerland, and they're experts at finding the right fit for each student. This season, we will showcase our heads of schools to share their stories and insights with you. This morning, we're welcoming Frédéric Picard, Managing Director at Glion Institute of Higher Education. Frédéric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Frédéric, let's start at the very beginning. Where were you born and raised? Tell us a little bit about how you grew up.
Okay, I was born and raised in France. Obviously, you can notice that with my lovely accent. I was born and raised in France, but I had the opportunity very young after my hospitality school to travel the world. Indeed, I work in seven different countries all over the world, going from Bangkok, Asia to the States, Houston, passing by the Middle East, Dubai.
Wow, so exciting. And having been so international from a very young age, who used to be your childhood hero and why?
Well, my childhood heroes used to be, but maybe I cannot disclose that anymore because I'm the CEO of the higher education. But when I was a child, it was Superman. Superman with superpower. And when we grew up, you think that you are the most powerful person. But as a superhero, you can do anything, anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure most listeners will be able to relate to that.
Definitely.
Frédéric, along your journey, was there a meaningful teacher or mentor who impacted your trajectory?
Well, I think if you want to succeed or if you want to have a clear vision of where you want to go and what you want to achieve, you should be lucky enough to find on your way, on your journey, some mentors. And the opportunity to have several of them, but I would like to mention two of them. The first one is Bernard Lambert, which was the CEO of Meridian. And as a CEO of Meridian at this period of time, the company belongs to the airline company Air France. But Bernard Lambert managed 80 properties worldwide. But what I do remember from him is whenever he was coming to one of the properties, it was his human being and taking care of all the team members, even though passing by the lobby, he was a true gentleman. The second one is the GM of Intercontinental in Paris. Her name is Dagmar Woodward, a very well-known hotelier worldwide. What I've learned from Dagmar is the way that you should be able to make yourself available to the team members always, anytime. That was one of the milestones in my career.
I'm so happy you mentioned that because as a former alumna of hospitality myself, I, during the pandemic, transitioned and I left the hospitality industry and I joined education. And I had a few of my friends ask me, you know, but you have a degree in hospitality and you're transitioning to a completely different industry and education. And I said, well, when you have a degree of hospitality, really what the hospitality industry means to me is taking care of people. And that's exactly what you mentioned about your first idol, that, you know, that human touch. And essentially to me, that's what the business is all about.
Yes, definitely. And this is what I said to the students upon arrival on campus. Every semester when they arrive, I do a short speech to the new students. And I say, and I mentioned that to them, that they have to learn from each other. They have to learn from each other because at Glion Institute of Higher Education, we have 90 nationalities all together, coming from different parts of the world. So being all together during a semester means a lot to them. They're going to learn from other cultures, the gastronomy, the well-being, the way to talk to each other, the body language. And that's going to bring them a very strong asset for the future into the hospitality business.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And Frédéric, how early on did you know you were going to be in education? How did you end up in the business?
How did I end up in the business? Well, it's a kind of a long story because when I was the general manager of Iconic Hotel Worldwide, because I had the opportunity to manage Iconic Hotel Worldwide, either in Dubai or in Paris, whereby I was the opening GM of La Réserve Paris, which was awarded one of the best hotels in the world. I always mention to my team that we have to definitely be extremely cautious about new students in the internship within the properties, making sure that they are well integrated within the team. We take good care of them to make sure that they will love to come back to us after they finish or they graduate. So that was my mindset in regards to how do we incorporate our students within the organization. So based on that and my career path, the CEO of Somme Education, because we are part of Somme Education, the CEO of Somme Education is a hospitality leader, used to be an hospitality leader, and therefore we had the opportunity to have our paths crossed in the past. When he approached me to take over the position, he really wanted to have at the helm of Glio Institute of Higher Education, an hotelier, as we say, with a strong background in luxury development and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and
that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, we couldn't have better people on campus than the ones who come from the field itself, obviously. So, you know, it does sound like a great fit, especially also Glio now with a big focus in luxury, with the newly launched program that focuses in luxury. I'm sure they're benefiting a lot from having someone with your experience there. Frederick, how would you describe your leadership style?
Well, the leadership style is focus-oriented on people. Richard Branson says, take good care of your employees, they will take good care of your clients or customers. And that's the same for us. Take good care of your team members, they will take good care of the student, they will take good care of the industry relation, and this is why we want to be known for. That's very important for me to develop team members, to help them to grow within the organization, and also to follow up on their career paths. Because as of today, I still have some former employees or members of my team which are still in contact with me. And they say, oh, I'm going to move to this position. I'm going to move to the other position. Can you give me a bit of advice? So therefore, for me, it's more on developing, focusing on talent that you have within your team and to make them grow within the organization or simply outside the organization, maybe for one day to come back.
Sure. And Frederick, what's something most of us don't know about Glio?
Well, there are a lot of things that most of you do not know about Glio, but as a news for the Glio Institute of Higher Education for the year 2023, we just launched the Bachelor in Luxury Business, which is the reflection of the industry needs, but also a reflection of the journey of our students when they finish their education with them. We know that after 5 years, the study shows that the students complete 5 years, they move out of the hospitality to join the luxury business. This is mainly due by the attitude. This is mainly due by the agility and flexibility and also what I've done to the hospitality, so to engage with luxury clients. In addition to that, we launched also a global executive master with ESSEC, which is mainly geared to attract potential leader of tomorrow. It's a one-year program with 4 residential weeks, 1 week in Switzerland, 1 week in Singapore, 1 week in London, and the last week in Paris, in conjunction with ESSEC. And the third one is an executive master, LMG, which is a blended program, online and a residential one, which was also dedicated to professionals to further enhance their knowledge into the hospitality world.
So many exciting new programs.
Yes, indeed.
And so if I may add something that a lot of people don't know about Glio is that there's a Michelin star restaurant on campus. And a lot of times when I bring it up, people are like, are you serious? You know, we're lucky here if we have a Starbucks on campus. And I'm like, yeah, they do have a Maison de Cotter. They do have a Michelin star.
That's the singularity of Glio Institute of Higher Education. Is on campus. We do have 1-star Michelin restaurant, which is open to public, which is also open to students, should they wish to. But it's also part of the master class. that they do have during semester one, meaning that they can experience the Michelin star restaurant either in the kitchen for a couple of days or as a waiter into the restaurant. So they have a good understanding of the environment of the high-end gastronomic experience.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of the reasons why the school has such a success rate in placing the students successfully for internships, because when they hear a name like Glion and they're getting someone from the school as an intern, they know what experience and what training that student has already have at the school.
Well, that's very true, because most of the relation that we do have with the industry, we organize every single year what we call career days, whereby we do have company from the hospitality industry, but also from the luxury industry, like private jets, private yachting. So coming to Glion Institute of Higher Education to meet our students, to propose them internship or potential job afterwards. So we are well known in the industry because our students, when they finish their studies or during their internship, they show an adaptability to the world of the hospitality.
Absolutely. Frederick, what kind of students thrive at Glion?
Well, we do have students coming from all over the world, from different parts of the world, from different regions. They are coming in Glion for different reasons, because of the level of excellence in education. The institution has been here for the last 60 years. And for the last 60 years, we've developed leaders within the hospitality world. I'm going to give you a few examples. We do have Alexis de la Palme. Alexis de la Palme is the chairman of the board of Edmond de Rothschild Heritage. We do also have Anthony Torkington, which is the CEO of Rolet Chateau, a well-known organization in the world. But also we have Christopher Jones, which is the CEO of a sushi brand in Europe with over 300 outlets. So this is why Glion is very well known into the hospitality world. But on top of that, what we say that we experience the excellence. This is our motto. This is what we live, what we do, and what we want to achieve towards our students.
Sure. And Frederick, you mentioned Glion has been around for 60 years now. How do you innovate without compromising tradition?
Well, the innovation is the essence of the success. Innovation is something which we do take that into consideration on a daily basis. We do have a master in entrepreneurship and innovation, which is also gearing up to prepare the leader of tomorrow. Innovation has been forced since 2019, 2020. When I say has been forced, is hospitality world have to rethink their business model to make sure that a hotel can offer more things that they used to do. I would take the small example of the lobby, which is most of the time empty. So some hotel, they say, okay, let's do a kind of a co-working area in these areas, driving revenue of the empty space, but also driving additional revenues in the food and beverage. So this is all of the things that we are promoting to our students, how to be entrepreneur, how to have an innovation mindset. And therefore, we do also carried out a lot of workshop with entrepreneur and innovation persons at Glion Institute of Higher Education.
I love that. Frederick, in your opinion, what does Glion offer that no other schools do?
Well, I think it's important to mention that we are small campuses. We have three different campuses in Europe, two in Switzerland, one in London. We are small campuses with a very strong family-oriented focus. When I say family-oriented focus, we know most of our students. We do have a student pillars of 32 team members, which are only there to ensure that the Glion Institute of Higher Education provide the best of the best in terms of student life well-being. You have to understand that some of the students are coming from different parts of the world, and they just take the plane maybe in Thailand and land in Switzerland. So there might be more of a cultural shock. And therefore, we have a full team which are dedicated to make sure that our students are well taken care of well-being, well-living, those are very important. But the most important for me is the family mindset of Glions in 60 years.
Absolutely. And you were speaking about innovation just a little bit ago. And the school does have a difficult task, which is to prepare students for an industry that will be much different from what we know today. What does that process look like?
Well, I think the industry is going to evolve, and any industry needs to evolve to further develop themselves. Wherever there is a service, wherever there is a human being, there will be always someone to talk to each other. And this is about attitude, how to behave, how to interact with a different person. And that's something that we also teach to our students here. So evolving, yes, indeed. There will be new trends into the hospitality world. And we've seen that with the different brands coming up, rising, lifestyle, the glamping in certain parts of the world.
Yeah.
So different experience as well for the tourism. So this is the component whereby the hospitality is moving. But at the end of the day, we're extremely lucky in our industry that human being is still there. So human being is still there. So there will be always needed some manager with strong competencies. And that's what we teach at Lyon Institute of Higher Education today.
Agreed. Frederick, in your opinion, what's the best problem to be solving in 2024?
Well, the best problem to be solving in 2024 is, I would say that the industry understand the needs of new employees and students coming out of the hospitality school. I think it could be a PhD topic, if I could say that.
Sure.
The students leaving the institution just freshly graduate, they have some expectation in regards to the way they want to work, the way they are, they want to be engaged with the company. But on the other hand, the industry needs to say, okay, what are the main points that I'm going to attract them? So the bridge in between the students' aims after they graduate and the industry willingness to accept that.
Yeah, this is such a great answer because it's a brand new workforce that is coming with brand new needs.
Exactly.
Frederick, what does success mean in your role?
Well, I've been in the role quite recently, but the success will be that in a couple of years, former students graduated under my leadership and the leadership of my team come back and say, I do have this lovely position into the top brand industry, or I've set up my own business. So the success of the students of tomorrow will be the success of the institution for tomorrow.
And I am sure there will be many, many testimonials to attest to that. Frederick,
sure.
I can't believe we're already towards the end of the podcast. Before we let you go, do you have any final message or advice for parents and students who are considering joining Glion?
Well, the message is that Glion Institute of Higher Education, we are here to develop students to the real world of the hospitality and the luxury business. By joining Glion, you will be able, within a couple of years, to understand the world of hospitality and luxury. But you will also be able to be someone who is eager to learn from each other. But what is most important is to be flexible. Adaptability is the key word for me today. So Glion Institute of Higher Education is the leader into the hospitality institution, and we are aiming to be one of the best in the world.
Fantastic. Frederick, thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you very much. It has been a great pleasure, and I look forward to hearing from you very soon. Thank you.
If any of our listeners wish to continue this conversation, can they find you on LinkedIn?
Yes, they can find me on LinkedIn.
Sounds great. And if anyone else has any questions about anything else they heard on the podcast today, feel free to contact me at carla@swisslearning.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time.